This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, rookie, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, diagnosing Hillary Clinton from afar this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we don't want to get too close to her. I don't want to catch whatever she's got. All right. Yeah, it's a political disease. I'm sure it's as old as time itself, but BPA and exposure during prenatal times, is that good or bad? I think this would almost be a moment of duh. We've got that coming as well. And finally, for you millennials, Zika. Okay, now we have no more millennial listeners. I just said Zika. They all ran. That's it. That's all you got to do. Scare a millennial.
Is that all it
Zika
takes?
Well, not Captain Morgan. But she says a lot of her crew of the millennial variety are just too overwhelmed to do their own research on this issue. So we'll help them out. We'll help them out. Those few millennials still in the audience.
By what? Pokemon Go?
Yeah, and college debt, maybe a little bit of that, too. I'm not sure. Yeah. All right, that's Super Don. You still want an about Super Don? You'll go to the thing, you'll click it, and it'll go. All right, so there we go.
That's it.
866-939-BELL this hour, 866-939-2355. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week right here on GCN, and, of course, around the world on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Epic Times, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And GCN's the first to have the archives up after the show. So if you can't wait, tell your friends. That's where you can go. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Now, we have a comment of the day. Last hour, we had a question of the day. This time, we have a comment of the day to start our hour together. And it is from Steve. And Steve says, observations of Hillary's recent behavior have fueled speculation that she suffers from serious neurological issues. A bioacoustic vocal analysis was done and supports those suspicions. And there's a video link in his comment, and you can click on it, I think, if it's an active link in there, Super Don. But he references 12 minutes into the video he's linking. He says, the frequencies and architecture of Hillary's vocal print resembles that found in Robin Williams' voice. A bioacoustic analysis of his voice revealed the presence of Lewy proteins, which are associated with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. After that analysis was made public, William's wife publicly announced that Robin had suffered from Parkinson's. Interesting. And by the way, I just saw the movie Concussion with Will Smith. I don't know if you saw that one, Super Don.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Really? I think he does a great job, Will Smith, because he's playing a physician from Africa who's wanting to be an American and a man of great integrity who stood against one of the most powerful organizations on planet Earth, the NFL. On the issue of the chronic injuries, head injuries. So, there's a lot of reasons that we're seeing neurological degradation. That's one of them. In the case of Robin Williams, could it have been the drug use, the illicit drug use or other things that he was on, fighting depression for a long time? I don't know. Jonathan Landsman, our friend Jonathan Landsman, had a great interview in 2011 with Sherry Edwards, the pioneer of human bioacoustics. Robert, you should try to get her on the show. Further exciting advancements have been made as bioacoustic research continues. I think we've had Sherry on, but it's been many years.
It's been a long time.
No. Steve, if you want to help us coordinate an interview with Sherry Edwards, I'd be happy to have her on. She does amazing work, fascinating what she does, and we can go further into this bioacoustic vocal analysis. Now, if you think that people were upset about diagnosing Hillary from afar, like Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Drew, he still has a TV show, a radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Huffington Post has an article just tatering him. How dare he try to talk about Hillary Clinton's health, because he says, I'm gravely concerned about her illnesses and her medical treatment, he says. And, I'm thinking, if they're gravely concerned about Drew Pinsky, what would they say about Sherry Edwards and her bioacoustic vocal analysis?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because Drew Pinsky, I mean, he's a TV doctor, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he's got credentials within the medical field.
He's an internist.
He's not Dr. Phil, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he's a board-certified internist. And if you listen to his actual comments, I think if you look at it objectively, I don't think he overstepped any ethical boundaries.
Well, let's give a listen and see what we think here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Dr. Drew Pinsky on Hillary Clinton.
But the fact is, she released her medical records some time ago. And if you listen to my show last week, I just called a friend of mine, Dr. Robert Heisinger, who's an excellent internist pulmonologist, and we just dispassionately sat and evaluated the medical record that she had released. And based on the information that she has provided and her doctors have provided, we were gravely concerned, not just about her health, but her health care.
Okay, so they're reviewing things that were already released, so they're not really speculating on anything but what they viewed. Interestingly enough, though, the Huffington Post thinks this is like a mudslinging. They call it political mudslinging because why? They didn't find a problem with Donald Trump, right? It's all about politics. Well, listen, Trump's not on any drugs that we know of, doesn't take drugs, doesn't do drugs. So what are you going to say about him? And they're going to say, well, he's clinically insane. And I think even Pinsky says, I don't think there's any evidence to support that. He's got opinions, and he's not a politician by any definition of what we've come to be accustomed with politicians and self-censorship. He doesn't censor himself at all. But Drew Pinsky is ashamed of the level of care Hillary Clinton is getting. Let's hear about that.
Why?
Well, it's hard for people to understand. I mean, both of us concluded that if we were providing the care that she was receiving, we'd be ashamed to show up in a doctor's lounge. We'd be laughed out. She's receiving sort of 1950 level sort of care by our evaluation.
Okay, so 1950 level care. I might argue that that's probably better than 2016 level care because
right.
It's going to be a lot less toxic potentially. Potentially. But maybe Drew's got something else that he's thinking about here. Let's go into that detail. It's pretty interesting.
So we took a look at her record, and here are the basic facts. She had two episodes of what's called deep venous thrombosis. Common problem, blood clots in the leg. She also has hypothyroidism. And she's being treated for hypothyroidism with something called armor thyroid, which is very unconventional and something that we used to use back in the 60s. And both he and I went, that's weird. And by the way, wow, armor thyroid sometimes has some weird side effects. Oh, well, okay.
Now, it's interesting that they're picking on armor thyroid because that was supposedly the non-synthetic form of, hormonal supplementation for the thyroid rather than Synthroid. Armor was a pretty much an industry standard, and a lot of folks say, you know what, the Synthroid makes me crazy. I'd rather try the Armor. Now there's something called Nature Throid, which is still only available, I believe, through a doctor's prescription, but seems to be a gentler, kinder form of Armor, if you will, in that regard. It doesn't solve a problem. It kind of manages it, but it manages it a little safer. So is he arguing for Synthroid? I'm not sure here. And then talking about the DVT, the deep vein thrombosis, what about the use of Coumadin, like we've talked about here? What does he think of that?
So she goes on Coumadin. That's weird, because Coumadin really isn't even used anymore. Now we use Eliquis or Xarelto, things like this. Certainly somebody, the presidential candidate, would get one of the newer anticoagulants.
See, if you're a doctor that you do doctoring to the stars, like Dr. Drew Pinsky is, you can say, I want you on the latest, greatest $1,000-a-pill form of an anticoagulant. The average American is going to be put on Coumadin. I don't know where he gets this idea that it's never done anymore. And that's not me arguing for Coumadin or Xarelto or anything like that, but he's got a different perspective because I think he's doing a high-end clientele that if he's going to put them on a blood thinner, it's going to be the latest, most advanced, and sexiest for the Hollywood clientele. Very interesting. So where else do we go in his assessment of Hillary Clinton's health and health care?
Then she falls, hits her head, and as a complication of that, has something called a transverse sinus thrombosis. This is an exceedingly rare clot. I've only seen one of these in my career, which is a clot in the collecting system for the cerebral spinal fluid. And it essentially guarantees that somebody has something wrong with their coagulation system. Well, she's had two clots, a transverse sinus thrombosis. What's wrong with her coagulation system? Has that been evaluated? And, oh, by the way, armor thyroid, associated rarely with hypercoagulability. So the very medicine the doctors are using may be causing this problem, and they're using an old-fashioned medicine to treat it. What is going on with her health care? It's bizarre. I got to tell you, look, maybe they have reasons, but at a distance, it looks bizarre.
Okay, so he's sharing his opinions based on his experience, and he's going through her records that are revealed, so he's not going above and beyond. I don't have a problem with what Dr. Drew did. Do you, Super Don? I don't think it's mudslinging.
I thought it sounded reasonable. I mean, yeah. he was doing, you know, he was going with her records that she had released, and as a, you know, a board certified internist, and with the advice of another person that was a medical professional. You know, they gave their analysis, and I thought it was objective.
That was not mudslinging, to be gravely concerned.
I don't think so.
Compassion.
And definitely not in the spirit of this article, which, you know, they're using his statements as an example of something they're saying could be considered unethical.
Yeah, how dare you comment on that? They're not your patient. That's it. Yeah, it's unethical, basically. Who is this Art Kapp guy that claimed that?
Okay, Art Kaplan, he's the founding director of the New York NYU's Division of Medical Ethics. He's a bioethicist.
Okay.
And they quote him here, and he is basically going after Drew Pinsky, saying that diagnosing someone from a distance that you haven't examined is closer to trying to be a psychic than a doctor.
Well, let's hear Dr. Art Kaplan not doing what he's saying he shouldn't do.
Remember, the issue in part is, not is he mentally ill right now, but was he mentally ill when he committed the crime? And that's a little different. And I think the case for that is going to be strong. I don't think you're going to be able to kill him or sentence him to death, because I think he was quite crazy the day he engaged in these behaviors.
So he's talking about not one of his patients, and he's saying that they're crazy based on the crime that he had committed. That's Art Kaplan complaining about Drew Pinsky for commenting on someone who's not his patient. Again, that's at the Huffington Post. If you want to read the article, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hypocrisy. It's evidently a disease that drips from the Huffington Post right now on this issue of mudslinging. It's not. We should be concerned about Hillary Clinton's health. Who are the puppet masters propping her up? How are they making this weekend at Hillary's thing last through the election cycle? All right, borderline moment of duck coming up after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different products. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We already talked about the vaccine threat to children and the lies emanating from CDC, WHO, etc. But what about the things that we know about it scientifically validated that are actually made mainstream via media reports? Right? Because we know that if there's a research showing the vaccine causes a problem, it's kind of buried in the mainstream media if it's at all reported on. But there are other things from the environment, exposures due to toxic chemicals. Well, they'll acknowledge. They can't. There's too much information. And they'll acknowledge the danger. And we've got a couple new ones here. And they're not new, really, but they're adding to the mix. Bisphenol A. Was anybody under the impression that BPA was good for kids?
We've been talking about this for at least a couple of years now.
Oh, at least. Probably longer than that. You know, and this has been in my lectures. When I talk about all the damaging impacts of environmental toxins, BPA is one of those that you know, plastifiers, if you will. A lot of these things that have endocrine-disrupting interaction, especially for boys. And they're saying that this study coming from America that boys exposed in utero, that means while they're still a bun in the oven, as they say, if they're exposed to BPA through mom, they're at a greater risk of developing anxiety and depression at age 10 to 12. Think about that. A 10, 11, and 12-year-old should be giddily happy. Now, you know, if they got a basic family home to live in, they're eating well. I mean, they should be just thrilled with life, just playing, right? And they're talking about anxiety and depression in 10, 11, and 12-year-olds simply because they were exposed to BPA in utero. Again, it's a synthetic estrogen, and the male brain clearly more reactive, if you will, more impacted than the female brain because of its design for estrogen, more estrogen than men. And this BPA then linked to things like asthma, anxiety, early onset of puberty in girls. So girls are not without impact. Diabetes, obesity, and heart disease in adults. I'm thinking, how many studies do they need, Superdon, before they say, the EPA or the FDA say, you know, enough. We gotta pull this thing off the market. This is ridiculous.
Well, it's and it has. I think it's become ridiculous at this point because, again, we have been covering study after study after study that has circulated online in the media about BPA. It has been shown to do this. It's been shown to do that. The question you have to ask is, at what point do you have to look at this and start holding these scientists and these researchers responsible for the damage that's being done? I mean, you can only point at something and go, look, the house is on fire. The house is on fire. Before somebody's going to look at you and go, how come you're not putting the fire out? Mm-hmm. Why are you just sitting there looking at it going, hey, look, it's still obvious that this is causing a problem. Meanwhile, all of these children are having these medical problems and these conditions and these diseases as a result of it. And these guys are still sitting there pointing at it going, oh, look, see, look, we found another link. You know, we don't need any more research on this, I think, to establish the fact that BPA is causing problems. Can we just do something about it now?
What are we to conclude by this? See, this is where you get conspiratorial, right? We talk about Big Pharma and its evil minions. But if we step back from the C word, because I know how some folks can't stand saying it or acknowledging it, we begin to say it doesn't matter if there's a conspiracy or a plot. The end result is evidence enough that says, you know what, they don't care in reality. The EPA, the FDA, they're not concerned with protecting the public. They're concerned with protecting the industry that is damaging the public, protecting that industry from the public that is harmed by what they are putting out into the environment. And we have another study that are investigating the link between unhealthy diet during pregnancy and ADHD. It's like, is there anything you could not link to an unhealthy diet during pregnancy in terms of the health of the children? That's why I say, moment of what? I mean, what are we doing here?
In the meantime, but here's the thing, and here's I think an important point. Mm-hmm. When we put out there a moment of duh, it's something we like to laugh about, right?
Yeah,
I think these stories here have we've gone beyond the laughable part of it now. Now it's tragic. Really starting to become frustrating.
Mm-hmm. It's a tragic story. No, when you acknowledge this, and yet what you'll say is, well, women should eat better, and what does that mean? Low fat, no fat. Is there the word organic allowed, or in France, biologique, allowed to be discussed when in terms of quality of food? Does that matter? No, it's just about the, well, BPA. But we already hit that, but are we banning it? No, we're not going to ban it. What about the vaccine injury? Oh, we're definitely not going to talk about that, right? We're going to deny that and then call you guys the deniers for denying the denial. What? So confusing. All right, let's visit the millennials and scare them away. Zika, coming up next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember to follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. And those who love Super Don, you can follow him at It's Super Don, ITS Super Don, at It's Super Don. And of course on Periscope at RS Bell Media as well. I did a Periscope video this morning on the mountain bike trails, primed and ready to go live today, which we are doing 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. This is, yeah, man, do I have to?
Do we have to, Super Don, huh?
We have to because they keep trying. They won't let up.
Yeah.
They're trying to just scare everybody and terrify everybody, and we've got to try and dispel the myths and the lies that are being put out there by the media.
Yeah, well,
it's our job.
Zika in the news again. So, folks, it's not that I'm excited that it's like, oh, all he wants to do is talk about Zika. I'm like, with every new day, with every new article or articles trying to frighten you, I feel like we are duty-bound and obligated to push back a little bit, or a lot of it, or at least point out the absurdities and inconsistencies in Zika reporting. And it continues today. We've got a few stories. We'll hold off on the millennials, so we want to hold them in our audience a little longer before they're frightened by what we're going to say. but, you know, the last thing was, delayed microcephaly?
Well, it started off.
Remember that?
It started off with microcephaly, right?
Yeah.
Zika, pregnant women, be warned, if you get bit by a mosquito, your child will have microcephaly. Then that really wasn't working. So then they went to something called delayed onset microcephaly. In other words, you have your baby, sometime between now and 6 months from now, their head's going to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah. So now there's a new headline. Super Don, do you have that headline from the Jamaica Observer? Do you see that one?
I do.
And
here's the headline. Zika may damage brain cells in adults.
God, really?
Yes. So now it's not just the prenatal baby. It's mm-hmm. not just the maybe sometime 6 months after the baby's born. Now it is adults. So it's pretty much everybody.
It is. It's like, what's the point? I mean, if they really discovered this thing in 1947, how come it hasn't been doing any of these things till now? Question. Ponder. Think about it. Give me a things that make you go, right? And the article in the Jamaica Observer is referencing U.S. scientists, right? The Zika virus is known to cause microcephaly and other brain abnormalities in developing fetuses. No, it's not. They suspect it. But suspicion doesn't make it so any more than correlation is causation. We hear that all the time from skeptics. And if it's happening in 1 out of 9 cases, how do they explain the other 8 out of 9? How could it be the cause? Now, at best, they can claim it's a cofactor. At best, but even that's weak. Because we do know some of these pesticides and larvicides that are being pumped into the water supply, where the doctors down there in Brazil are saying, you know what? It's not the Zika. We were dumping larvicide in the water for a year and a half before these microcephaly cases started happening. And so after they make the claim, then they go back a little bit. They say, although more research is needed to determine, right? This is the way they play it. Headline says, read the article. Well, we're not actually saying that it says. We're not sure about it, but we sure would like it to be true because that means you'll send us money. Yeah.
The finding, here's the quote. The findings suggested the possibility.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ay, ay, ay.
This is out of the Jamaica Observer. Where's Usain Bolt, man? I want him to run roughshod over these dunderheaded scientists making these claims. Much less the Jamaica Observer reporting on it, but I don't want to pick on Jamaica. I love Jamaica.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, here's another story. We can't make fun of this because a guy died. The question is, did he die from Zika? Headline reads, man dies from Zika-related paralysis in Peru. What is that? Related. It's related. A guy walked across the street. It's related to the stop sign that he didn't pay attention to. Guy dies from stop sign related. I mean, this is the level of non-scientific insanity that's going on around Zika. And this happened in Puerto Rico. And they're claiming it's the first death.
Where did it happen?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto? Who?
Puerto. Can't you read it? Puerto. It's not Puerto. Puerto. Puerto Rico. It's Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Silly
me.
For reading. Puerto Rico. All right, make fun of me some more. Go ahead. Report. This is why he's semi-super done now. He's ragging on me. All right. They reported their first death on Friday from a paralyzing condition that developed from a Zika infection. Well, they say it was, but they have no earthly explanation as to why it was happening, because the guy actually died from Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré, but then they say, oh, that's related to Zika. Why? Well, because we say so. Well, there might be some Zika involved here, so it's related. But Guillain-Barré has been happening long before they started claiming Zika was around, and they discovered it in 1947, supposedly. What else could cause Guillain-Barré? Pesticides! Spraying for mosquitoes! Vaccines, commonly linked to Guillain-Barré syndrome. And this is an epidemiologist reporting, so they're doing what they know to do, of course. But to say that it's Zika-related, I mean, it's a stretch to say it's Zika-caused or that Zika had anything to do with the Guillain-Barré or the death of this man.
This is the same thing that we saw a few weeks ago when they were reporting the first Zika-related death in an infant. Remember that?
Yes, exactly.
And that, it was the same thing, same terminology. You know, the baby died.
Yeah.
And we did detect that there was Zika present somewhere in somebody. And so, therefore, it was Zika.
Man, self-fulfilling prophecy. The more that they spray toxic pesticides on the people, the more they're going to say things are happening because of Zika. Stay away from the spray. If you're sprayed, detoxify. Do the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, things that we wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger. You know, these are real things, but to say that Zika's causing it, it's a stretch to say the least. And remember, the perspective that we have here obviously is different, or should be obvious to you if you're a longtime listener. We look at germs as not the cause of disease, but as the result of disease. And viruses technically aren't even germs, like a bacteria or a yeast, you know, something like that. It's different. But they don't acknowledge the reality of what viruses are. So it's hard. We're hard-pressed to describe it for folks because they're like, where do you get that from? I'm like, dude, read the medical literature. Viruses are endogenous in many cases. They spew out of cells that are intoxicated and poisoned or lacking in selenium. But that's not the discussion. Epigenetics, even though they acknowledge it, we can't discuss it. Environmental causes for gene expression and disease manifestation. They say, well, we're not going to see this today, but it's going to be down the road. Right? Planting the seeds for, you know what you do? You know what you need? You need a vaccine. We need a vaccine. Approve the billions that we've requested from Obama, that Obama wants to give to all of us, bestow upon him another needle for all of us. Here's the article in the New York Times. Zika, the millennials STD. I think they call them STIs now. Have you noticed that they change STD to STIs?
Yeah, it used to be VD, remember?
Right, venereal diseases. Now it's sexually transmitted infections, but he's a millennial. What does he know?
All right. What's the guy's name? Syphilis and gonorrhea is so 10 years ago. Now it's Zika.
Yeah. Zika is it. You got to worry about that. So this guy, what's his name, the writer of this article in the New York Times? He's a millennial. He says half of his peers are single and on Tinder. Is Tinder the one where they're just trolling for sex?
Yeah, I think that's the hookup,
right?
The hookup app, yeah.
So that's where you are seeing the old ones that are so passe, but he's saying, no, you need to worry about Zika. And, of course, that's, you know, the new HIV, they say. It's our generation's HIV. HIV was nobody's generation's HIV because HIV has never been proven to cause anything. It's never been caught in the act of doing anything, although AIDS is real. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, you work hard to acquire it by taking drugs, by poisoning your body, by doing things that the body is not designed to do. You can destroy your own immune system. Yes, you can. HIV is a non sequitur, I shall say, because there's no such thing as an HIV test. And I see a lot of similarities with Zika. They need a new virus. It's the cover story for pesticide poisoning, larvicide poisoning. Poisoning by global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state except that which they purchased, and they purchased the regulators of just about all of them. How dare those doctors dissent on this issue when they say, you know what, it's the larvicide, it's not the Zika. That was not doing anything since 1947. So this guy, this millennial, is basically, you know, saying, my generation in particular should be concerned because of the devastating birth defects Zika causes. They're a threat for our ability to have healthy children. You know what's a threat to have healthy children among the millennials? Gardasil and Cervarix. And the degeneration of healthful integrity, of immune integrity, because of the reliance on vaccines through the generations, the 20th century to the 21st.
Well, and how about things like what we just covered, BPA or unhealthy eating, right?
Exactly. It's the environmental degradation, which you think you millennials would be up on. You're worried about global warming. It's not global warming. It's global poisoning. So this, can you find out the name of this guy from the New York Times? I don't see it.
The name is Kelly McBride Folker, so it may be a her.
Okay. Well, whoever Kelly is, him or her, says we should think about this Zika in terms of sexually transmitted disease. The potential spread they're talking about, the spread of it through sexual transmission, again, referencing HIV, even though the millennials have not seen House of Numbers to begin to understand the fallacy of HIV because there is no test for it. The test does not test for HIV. It's nonspecific and cross-reactive. They don't know what it means. But they're buying into the myths that preceded them when they were just snot-nosed kids or an itch in their daddy's pants. And they haven't bothered to do the research to go beyond the official stories. Come on, millennials, I thought you did not trust authority, yet when it comes to the Church of Biological and Pharmaceutical Mysticism, you put your dunce caps on. I know you can't spell, but you can think, can't you?
Oh, my.
I'm a little verklempt at this moment. Jesus.
Oh, you're such an ageist.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, go ahead. Call me a millennialist. No, I love the millennials. We got Captain Morgan right there to prove the point. And she talks about her generation similarly. She says they're not researching. Start researching, folks, or you're going to be a product of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and Guillaume-Barré is you. Infertility will be you, but it's not because of a virus. All right, we got a statue. I don't even want to talk about this statue coming up next, Super Don, just so you know. I'm going under protest.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was flung out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit Carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I apologize to all the millennials who do know how to spell. That'd be about, what, one or two of them? Anyway, I'm just a little upset over the Zika thing and the millennials buying into the lies, thanks to the New York Times reporter Kelly, who's writing an op-ed for them. And if you're an individualist as a millennial, I love you, appreciate you. Okay, if you're a collectivist, I don't have much time for you. And what we're dealing with is medical collectivism, having to counteract it. And collectivism is evil because it discards the individual. It trashes you. It's like you're not worth it. But we'll sacrifice you for the collective good, even though it's ill-defined and undefined and certainly wrongly defined as it comes to immune health and vaccines. Because you don't get sick as a group, you get sick as an individual. You don't get healthy as a group, you get healthy as an individual. And that doesn't mean ignore the environment. In fact, it embraces the environment, which collectivists claim to embrace, yet at the same time look the other way when it comes to a virus that they scream Zika. And you go, oh, well, then it's the virus. It's not the environment, right? It's not the pesticides I was sprayed with.
Right.
Okay. I'm stalling because there's this article.
No, you don't need to stall. It's okay.
Yeah, but why do I want to talk about a naked Donald Trump statue? Or multiples of them.
Well, listen, you have to admit, this election cycle, this election race that we're witnessing here has to be one of the most bizarre in fact, I can't even really compare this to anything in the past that I can recollect. This has got to be one of the weirdest ones I think I've ever experienced in my lifetime.
Well, don't you remember Pat Paulson, the comedian? He would run for president every cycle.
Oh, but yeah, not on this level, though.
No, I guess not.
This is really bizarre, and people are really outdoing themselves in their protesting against Donald Trump. And it turns out that in a few select cities around the United States, there's this activist collective called In Decline that have decided to start putting up these naked statues of Donald Trump in parks and places where people congregate.
Yeah, well,
how this does damage to Donald Trump, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it does.
They describe this as a stern-faced Trump with his hands folded over a bulging belly. I guess if they make his belly bigger than it really is or other things smaller than they really are, who knows? They do say that some parts of the male genitalia are visible while others seemingly are missing. And I don't understand that. It's like you made an anatomically incorrect Donald Trump. I don't get this.
No,
we don't know. But has there ever been a discussion of some parts being missing?
Well, you know what? There was some mudslinging going on early on in the campaigning that did point. There are some comments that were made about whether his manhood was big or small. You don't remember that?
Yeah, that was really good, really funny, right?
I think that was with what's the name of the guy that. The guy that looks like Uncle Fester.
Oh, I don't remember the name. Who's Uncle Fester from the...
Oh, never mind. Anyway.
Okay, never mind. All right. So anyway, what is the point of this? Are they making a point? They obviously don't like Donald Trump. But the point of doing the statue everywhere? There was a comment here. What is this comment that came in that was pretty funny about this?
Oh, it was one of the park guys. He said that New York City parks stand firmly against any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Now, I do want to make one quick comment.
Yeah.
And it concerns Donald Trump. Just over the weekend here, mm-hmm. Donald Trump, while Barack Obama is on vacation playing golf,
yes,
and Hillary Clinton is out doing campaign events, Donald Trump got on a plane, flew down here to Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
did a tour of the flood area, and a really interesting thing that happened, okay? A lot of people were saying, oh, he's just going to go down and do a photo op, right?
Yes.
He came down, he met with some of the people here, and without telling anybody about it, he purchased and donated a tractor trailer full of supplies, blankets, diapers, water, all that kind of stuff like that for the people down here that are dealing with the floods. And the only way people even knew is because CNN stumbled upon it, and they actually did report it. So say what you will about Donald Trump. While everybody else was out doing their thing and on vacation, he actually came down here and helped the people in Louisiana that are affected by the flood.
Yeah, the collectivists on the left are having a conniption fit, and all they know what to do to respond is make pot-bellied statues of Donald Trump with missing genitalia. Real mature folks, right? All right, I know there are issues that are not being discussed. We'll discuss them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, though. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow. In the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you, the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.